Now, before our panel comes forward, I want to go through something with you, and that is our mission statement. This is something I'm going to try to do, I think, every session that we have IWS, and I want to read this to you and then very briefly, as I said before, explicate it with you. The Institute for Worship Studies forms servant leaders in Christian worship renewal and education through graduate academic praxis grounded in biblical, historical, theological, cultural, and missiological reflection in community. This was carefully crafted initially by Bob, and then was run by the board and the faculty and staff, and we all added our input, gave our input to the, how this has been worded. So I want to go through this with you briefly. The Institute for Worship Studies forms servant leaders. The idea here of formation, spiritual formation, we see education primarily as a way of forming us into disciples, followers of Jesus. Servant leaders. The idea here is that we're not heavy-handed. We're not hierarchical leaders. We've established a very intentional egalitarian culture at IWS, and we very intentionally try to serve one another. The faculty serve the students. The students serve the faculty. The administration serves the students and the faculty. We all serve one another in the model that Jesus made for us, and in the new commandment, the mandatum novum, the love one another as I have loved you, as I have washed your feet, so wash one another's feet. That's the servant leadership we're looking to develop. In Christian worship renewal, I was meeting with a fellow last week, and he asked me the question. He said, where can I go to see the IWS education worked out in a local church and applied and really making a difference? That's sort of what we're talking about here in Christian worship renewal. What is worship renewal? I think worship renewal at its very root is developing an understanding of worship as a participation in the loving relationship found in the triune God. We participate in that by commemorating, by celebrating the wonderful acts of God. It's dialogical. It's God speaking in our response. That's what Christian worship renewal is. It's not we worship God because he needs our worship because he has a self-concept problem today. He's feeling bad about himself, so we need to kind of brace him up a little bit because he's having a bad day. No, it's because God has already given to us everything we need for life and godliness, and so we give him thanks for that. Christian worship renewal and education is how we go about teaching Christian worship renewal, through graduate academic praxis, grounded in biblical, historical, theological, cultural, and missiological reflection. I don't think I need to parse that very much, but biblical, we're committed to the seeing worship as situated within the divine narrative as revealed in Scripture. Historical, we believe that the 2,000 years of church history are important for us to embrace and to see ourselves as being part, standing on the shoulders of all the great saints who've gone before us while still looking ahead to what the Lord has for us in front of us. Theological, thinking theologically about our worship, what we do in our worship. Cultural, having an understanding of the context within which we operate and how we go about ministering to the culture where we live. And missiological. One of the best comments I heard about missiological reflection was made by Eric Bolger's brother, Ryan, who's a professor at Fuller Seminary. And by the way, Eric has come up with an excellent missiological paper on IWS's contribution to missiological reflection or how we go about doing mission work. How we go about being missional, I should say. Brian's brother, Eric's brother, Ryan, made the comment that it's not so much that God's church has a mission, but God's mission has a church. And that is the way we need to approach the Missio Dei. So, the last thing is that we learn in community. We are, again, an egalitarian community. We're a supportive community. We're also a distance community that gives us some challenges. We do a pretty good job of forming a community within the week that we're here. We eat together, we pray together, we sing together, we worship together, but then we're gone for 6 months. So we're challenged at that point to keep our community going through our interaction by emails and by internet and by phone calls and driving across the country to visit one another, things of that sort. So that's the mission statement.